Hola, flamencos y aficionados. I am your host, Cristina de Sacramento. And sorry about our October programming, which just didn't happen, but October was a tough month in my life. So now I'm back with you, and I have got the third installment of our Michael Hauser interview. And with featuring CD cuts, tracks that feature only guitars, no singing, no talking, nada, except for me, of course, in between tracks. This CD was recorded in 2009. That's when we originally did the interview. So sit back. It'll take a second for it to cue up, but we're still here, even though there will be silence. Here he comes, Vicente Amigo, and here we come, Poquito y Bueno. As we say in Minnesota, woohoo! Hola, Flamencos y Aficionados. I'm your host, Cristina de Sacramento, and you're listening to our worldwide webcast, Poquito y Bueno, a short and sweet half hour of flamenco music news and interviews. Our program is a production of Fresh Air Radio, KFAI, broadcasting from 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and 106.7 FM in St. Paul, Minnesota, USA, and streaming on the World Wide Web at kfai.org. That's KFAI, Radio Sin Fronteras. Welcome to the third program in our series, Guitarists Only. Today we chat some more with guitarist Michael Hauser and continue our audio tour of flamenco guitarists playing solos. And rather than continuing along like this, I'm going to take a second to clear my throat. I'm sure you'll appreciate that. Okay. Since we closed our last show with a snippet of Vicente Amigo playing his title cut from his CD, De Mi Corazón al Aire, it seems only fitting to open this show with him. And it seems only fair to you to let you hear him play a piece in its entirety. He was playing a bulerías that he calls Gitano de Lucía, an homage to Paco de Lucía. And by the way, this 91 CD of Vicente Amigo was released as a CD, not as an album, but there's no biographical material on the jacket. Instead, there are instructions in six languages about which of the two sides of the CD will actually play, along with helpful hints on how to rid your CD of dust, dirt, fingerprints, grease, and oil. I think that I'll be reading those instructions while I play the next two songs. So, we are going to move from Vicente's homenaje to Paco de Lucía and listen to de Lucía himself, ripping open a rumba called Chanela. And after that, we'll hear from the Jerezano Manuel Moreno Junquera, who is known to us as Moraito Chico. We heard him play a taranto on our last show. And today, Moraito will be making mischief with a piece called Mercado Persa. It's a really smart and sassy rhythmic blend of two ternary rhythms, the Viennese waltz and the Bulería de Jerez. And Moraito dances back and forth between the changing accents. He goes from 1, 2, 3 to 1, 2, 3. That's 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Listen carefully. See if you can hear that. But first, Paco de Lucía. Thank you. Here's another woohoo. Next, we're going to jump back into our interview with guitarist Michael Hauser, the big daddy of the local guitar scene. He's just talked about the Guild of Performing Arts, which was the dance school of his mother, Nancy Hauser, and how a Spanish dancer named Maria Fernandez had settled in Minneapolis after falling in love with a local guy. Here we go.
Right.
And Maria Fernanda taught there, and one of her students was Susana De Palma.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where Susana and I met, and Susana and I were married in 74, I guess. Then she and I together made trips to Spain, and I really got into dancing because she found out where to go for dance classes, and I followed along and played for her classes.
Oh, great.
Classes with Merche, Esmeralda, people
mm-hmm.
like that.
Right.
Then I really started to learn. And then I kept going back and forth, and it didn't, you know, it comes to different people at different times when you're a guitarist. The point at which you become at ease with it.
Yes.
And it becomes easier rather than, it's always harder. There's never necessarily light at the end of the tunnel. But I don't know, somewhere about 10 years ago, it kind of finally clicked with accompanying anyway. And I feel very competent in doing that. That's my thing now.
Wow.
And,
so it took you, I mean, how many years was that? Like 30 years, right?
Yeah. It you know, a lot of people, it doesn't take a tenth of that time, but it did for me because I basically didn't have that early experience of playing in the studio.
Well, I know from from working with you myself that you do have an understanding that the guitarists who haven't gone to Spain and who haven't trained there don't have, because you don't need to rehearse the dances. You understand the dancer's calls and the dancer's changes.
Right, right.
And you understand the structure of the dance. And so if the dancer knows what she's doing, if her dance is well constructed, then it should be, you know, with the exception of, you know, a few idiosyncrasies that certain dances will have.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like this falsetta or whatever. It should just go together like it goes together
like
in Spain.
Right? Yeah, exactly. And it was the way it was well into the period of the great Paco de Lucía,
yes,
who revolutionized flamenco. And now it's a different kind of a ball game because the requirements of the guitarists are much more, I guess you might say, advanced or different than they They were the, you know, you really, it's pretty hard to work in Spain these days unless you play in that really ultra-modern style.
Right.
And singers now, you know, if I could accompany almost any singer when it came to the traditional letras that people sang for so long. But in the last 20 years, you know, singers, of course, are encouraged to write their own lyrics and even change the melodies. So
right.
You can't just, you've got to have a little bit of rehearsal before you can sit down and do that.
Right.
And the dancing is much more complex, too. And it's really hard, you know, God forbid that you should be able to recognize a Yamada when it comes by.
Right, that's right. Well, and I also noticed with the dance that the dance does a lot of interrupting now, where it used to rematar a line of the cante. Yeah. Now there's a rematar, and then it goes on for two more compases while everybody just hangs waiting for the dancer to take, yeah, you know, two measures of showing off with footwork.
Yeah, things have changed, and mm-hmm, I think it's for the good. Flamenco in the old days, the era of Carmen Amaya, was fast. Everything was fast.
That's right.
Footwork was fast. You listen to the old recordings, they're really fun to listen to because there's so much energy and excitement there. Flamenco's not, it's more complex, but it doesn't have that same kind of spontaneous energy that it used to have.
Right, and it's not that driving.
Not that driving, mm-hmm, driving thing.
Yeah, yeah. Just heard from Pago de Lucia again, joined by another guitar legend, Manolo Sanlúcar. They were playing a Sevillanas duet from the Carlos Sora movie of the same name. Looking at our local flamenco calendar for the week of August 6th, it's the usual lineup again. You can catch the Michael Hauser Trio twice this week. They'll be at Conga Latin Bistro on Thursday, August 6th from 6:30 to 9. That's 501 East Hennepin Avenue in Minneapolis, www.congabistro.com. The trio will become a duo once again for the Sunday brunch from 11 to 2 on Sunday, August 9th at the Hotel Sofitel at Highways 494 and 100 in Bloomington, Minnesota. You can also catch Mr. Hauser himself Saturday night and his brother Tony Hauser on Friday night at the Falafel King on 84th and Lindale Avenue South in Minneapolis. Coming up, Tomatito, a guitarist raised on flamenco like most of us are raised on food and water. He's playing a piece here that he calls Montoya. But first, let's hear this.
Programming on KFAI is supported by Electric Fetus, 2000 4th Avenue South in Minneapolis. The Electric Fetus offers a wide selection of new and used compact discs and vinyl, including doo-wop, jazz, rockabilly, blues, and soul music. Electric Fetus, 612-870-9300 or online at efetus.com. Thank you.
Cristina de Sacramento, and you've been listening to Poquito y Bueno, webcasting at www.kfai.org. That's Fresh Air Radio, KFAI, Radio Sin Fronteras. We welcome your questions and your suggestions, so please contact us at poquitoybueno@gmail.com. And please join us again next week. Thank you.